This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 5 days after the typhoon cut through the Philippines, the mechanisms of international aid are beginning to turn more quickly today. The need is acute. In Tacloban City, where a wall of water 20 feet high swept away nearly everything in its path during the storm, there was a deadly panic today at a rice warehouse. Hearing the stories, people around the world want to help. Here to talk about ways to optimize our giving is Carmen Wong Ulrich, a personal finance expert and host of one of the shows in the family here, Marketplace Money. Carmen, good to see you.
Hello, David. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We hear the need, the desperation coming out of the Philippines. Now, many of us want to take action. What are some good questions to ask when you want to donate after a disaster?
Well, some really good questions to ask are how far are your dollars going to go and are they going to the right place? There's some great tools out there in order to figure out which charity you want to donate to. CharityNavigator.org and GuideStar.org give you a lot of transparency.
You've seen this before. Often people in the face of disaster, their impulse is to clean out their closet and send stuff. Apparently the aid community has coined a term for this.
Yes, SWEDOW. S-W-E-D-O-W. Stuff we don't want.
So you send blankets. Sometimes people do need blankets.
Well, it's not a matter of what you need. People who are local know what is really needed. So, for example, for Hurricane Sandy here in New York, people emptying out their closets and giving things in terms of their pantry, that made a lot more sense because it's local, it's easy to transport. However, if you're going across the world, it's better to give the money. There's more efficiency with the money. It gets put to good use. And the reason why they use this term, sweet out, is because then they have to work to actually get rid of it or put it someplace else. And that's extra expense for them. So the best way to give is actually to give money.
But how much to give is clearly a very individual decision. But I suppose there are ways to be organized in how you come to that decision.
And interestingly enough, study after study finds that actually people who have and make less money give more. So it's very interesting and very personal, and it's your decision and it's a decision to make. But if it's really important to you now to give, you want to make sure to fold that into your budget somehow and even automate it. So let's say you pay for your cable bill every month. Why not pay your charity every month? Also, the end of the year, though, this is a big giving time because of tax season as well. This is when you can also get that deduction.
You can tweet at our Marketplace Money host, Carmen Wong Ulrich, at Live Money. Carmen, thank you.
Thank you, David.